You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Steve Aaron Studdard, age 31, of 513 Patrick Street, booked on three warrants, each for distribution of Schedule 2 controlled dangerous substance, meth. Minden City Police report an arrest for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a firearm without a serial number, resisting an officer, driving under suspension, no insurance, and illegal window tint. Another arrest reported for driving under suspension, improper lane use, and driving left of center. A water boil advisory has been issued in the Sarepta area. Residents on Smith Loop, Old Sarepta Church Road, and the McCann Road area are under a water boil advisory due to a water main break. The advisory is in effect until further notice. A reminder from the Department of Transportation and Development: on Saturday, the on-ramp from Old Minden Road to I-20 eastbound in Bossier will be closed from around 4 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday to allow crews to remove an overhead sign truss. The work will also include a rolling roadblock on I-20 eastbound that will last approximately 30 minutes. Work to be performed, weather permitting. Also, the department has announced a project to replace four timber bridges with new concrete structures on Highway 155 near Cashada in Red River Parish. The project has been awarded and is scheduled to start on Monday, April 17th. The contractor will begin with removal of the structure over Grand Bayou. That bridge will be closed. Construction will then move to bridges over Grand Bayou and Carroll Creek. Work to be performed, weather permitting. The entire project is expected to be completed in the fall of 2026. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 77, east wind 5 miles an hour. Cloudy overnight, low near 56, east wind 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny Thursday, high 75, northeast wind 5 miles an hour. Clear Thursday night, low 53, northeast wind at 5 miles an hour, becoming southerly. Sunny Friday, high 83, 20% chance for showers Friday night, low 64, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of Ward 2, Spring Hill City Court, held before Judge Stuart McMahon, William Bullock was fined $100 plus court cost or 3 days of community service for burning refuse in the city limits. Tiffany Cunningham pleaded not guilty to theft and will stand trial at a later date. Clara Gibson was fined $75 plus court cost or 3 days of community service for storage of junk on premises. Kenneth Paul Hood was sentenced to 6 months suspended and a year probation for simple criminal damage to property. Yvonne Layton pleaded not guilty to theft and will stand trial at a later date. Stephen Michael Humphreys was sentenced to 5 days in jail, with credit for time served for disturbing the peace, and 15 days in jail, with credit for time served for simple criminal damage to property. Kevin Brian Hubbard was fined $300 plus court cost, plus 6 months suspended and a year probation for domestic abuse battery. Destiny Ann Palmer will stand trial May 24th for simple criminal trespassing. Benny Sanders was fined $150 plus court cost or 3 days of community service for possession of drug paraphernalia. Jerry Wayne Bailey was sentenced to 6 months in jail for filing a false police report. Lacey Carter pleaded not guilty to possession of drug paraphernalia and will stand trial at a later date. Justice Dunking was fined $150 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for driving under suspension, $100 or 5 days of community service for no brake light, $150 plus court cost or 10 days community service for no liability insurance, and $75 plus cost or 3 days of community service for switched plates. The town of Sibley has announced a cleanup day in Sibley scheduled for Saturday. Partnering with Steve Ramsey of the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office, of the Webster Parish Police Jury and the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office for the cleanup day. Sibley citizens will have the opportunity to pick up debris placed at curbside in front of their homes this Saturday. To participate, a resident needs to call Sibley Town Hall to sign up at 377-0345. Now, they'll be not picking up household trash or appliances or dead animals, paint cans, batteries, tires, or tree limbs. The crews will start picking up on Saturday morning. Kindergarten registration for the 2023-24 school year is scheduled for Friday, April 28th at schools in Webster Parish. Kindergarten is for all children who will be 5 years of age by September 30th. Locations include Browning Elementary, North Webster Lower Elementary, Central Elementary, Doyleene High School, and Phillips Elementary. Parents need to bring a child's birth certificate, Social Security card, shot record, two proofs of residence, such as utility bills or lease or mortgage paperwork, and parent photo ID. Parents have the opportunity to register on-site at the child's school. That'll be Friday, April 28th from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. The Germantown Bluegrass Festival is scheduled for Saturday at the Minden Fairgrounds and will run from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Saturday. Bleachers will be available, but you can bring your own lawn chair if you wish. Admission is $5 per person over age 12. Children 12 and under admitted free. Those scheduled to appear include Ben Shirley and Friends, The Sidetrackers, Sweet Home Harmony, The Gent Mountain Grass Burrs, The Mountain View Connection, and James Sandage and Friends. There will also be a complimentary shuttle bus running to Germantown Museum from the fairgrounds every 30 minutes between 10:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday. For more information, you can call 927-6961. A one-night revival experience is scheduled for 7 o'clock Friday evening at the Greater Blessings Church of God in Christ at 409 Sibley Road. The guest speaker will be Superintendent Maurice Rogers of the Mansfield District Superintendent and pastor of the Red River Church of God in Christ of Coushatta. The church pastor is Superintendent Alvin Lewis of the Greater Faith Minden District, who's also pastor of Faith to Faith Church of God in Christ in Ringgold. Again, that's 7 o'clock Friday evening at the Greater Blessings Church of God in Christ on Sibley Road. The public is welcome. Funeral services for Mary Sue Ford are scheduled for 2 o'clock today at the Holly Springs Baptist Church with Byron Longino officiating. Burial will be in the Holly Springs Cemetery. Survivors include her children Doug Ford, Danny Ford, and Don Ford, all of Homer, a sister, Martha Wimberly of Minden, 9 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ricky Carr, age 58, of Heflin, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Christian Faith Worship Center in Shreveport. Burial will follow at the Pleasant Grove Cemetery in Blanchard. Graveside services for Jackie Bruce Cook are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Bistineau Cemetery in Heflin. That's going to be April 22nd, with Richard Methvin officiating. Survivors include a son, Joseph Joey Cook of Heflin, a daughter, a sister, 4 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren.
Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com.
Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO.
And as a reminder, on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise mentioned.
All the cell phone numbers will be on the trading post with an area code of 318, unless otherwise stated. Rummage sale Saturday, 8 until noon, at Lakeside High School. It's sponsored by the Lakeside Cheerleaders. That's a rummage sale coming up this Saturday. It's from 8 until noon and will be at Lakeside High School, sponsored by the Lakeside Cheerleaders. For sale, a futon, a twin-size mattress, DVD player, and a weather radio. 510-9974. That's for sale, a futon, a twin-size mattress, a DVD player, and a weather radio. 510-9974. For sale, 16-foot and 8-foot 2x4s at 268-0261. They have some 16-foot and 8-foot 2x4s. 268-0261. A male registered English Mastiff dog to give away will need a fenced-in yard. 390-2167. They have to give away a male registered English Mastiff dog at 390-2167. For rent, 2 rooms, each $300 a month with bills paid. Wanted, 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts at 639-9340. They have 4 rent, 2 rooms, each are $300 a month with bills paid. Wanted, 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. They're at 639-9340. For sale, a gas stove at 382-5626. A gas stove for sale, 382-5626. Wanted, someone to dig up shrubbery at 2035. Wanted, someone to dig up shrubs, call 2035. Wanted, a set of twin-size beds with mattresses at 382-2236. Wanted, a set of twin-size beds that have mattresses. 382-2236. For sale, a six-drawer dresser. Call 560-3145. That's a six-drawer dresser for sale. 560-3145. For sale, a fish cooker for $250 at 382-5638. They have a fish cooker for sale. $250. Call 382-5638. Wanted, an egg incubator. Call 4543. Please leave message if no answer. Wanted, an egg incubator at 4543. If no answer, please leave a message. Wanted, a washing machine, 371-9015. Wanted, clothes washer, 371-9015. Wanted, a small size freezer. Call 707-3525. Wanted, a small freezer. 707-3525. If no answer, please leave message. Fresh eggs for sale, $3 a dozen at 707-0069. They have for sale fresh eggs. They're going for $3 a dozen, 707-0069.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.